Good morning. It's a privilege to be here again, be back in Perth to see you all. Now, I realized as I watched the display and the glory of the nations enter this church this morning that there's probably many that I don't know or can't remember your name, sorry, and many that don't know me. As I said, I'm Anna Heinrich. You'll see probably my name on the bulletin. I'm currently, when I'm not here, I'm based in Latvia, which is the part of the Baltic states, to the west of Russia and just under Scandinavia in Europe, where it is currently snowing. Well, cold. And I have been part of the family of Youth with a Mission since 1993. Before that, I trained to be a music teacher and was teaching. Before that, I am the firstborn daughter of a farmer and grew up on a farm in a little town called Kahnemar. And Jessine over there and I had a little chat before church, and she knows people where my dad grew up in South Australia. So I'm West Australian, I guess, and spent a lot of time here, but in the last 5 years I've been based overseas, which is why you don't see me on a regular basis and might just hear the name Anna. Well, that's me. And I'm here this morning to just share with you a bit of the journey that I've been on, a little bit of what I'm doing briefly, and also just to invite you to enter into a process with our beloved Lord Jesus. It's a new year, but a new year in the age-old family conversation, the conversation of God's people, the conversation had between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the relationship that existed before the foundation of the world, the relationship through whom we are created, in whom we live and move and have our being. The one central piece of that is Jesus Christ, who came to earth fully man, fully God, to represent the fullness of this fabulous life of the Trinity, to show us who the Father is. This has been part of my journey, particularly the last 18 months. I've done many other things. I've predominantly lived in Latvia. I work with our teams in Latvia. I do a lot of perhaps more behind the scenes things rather than upfront things that I used to do. A lot more encouragement, a little bit more of a role of an elder. I've kind of got the grey. You know, I can't fit that role now. It's great. I love to show hospitality, love to have people over. Love to welcome teams that come into Latvia and do things in the city and travel, work with our staff. We've got a lot of young staff and we're just having a big leadership transition. And so this next year, hopefully, we'll be involved in helping them with some questions and helping them walk through the process of stepping into their roles as leaders. Betty's very faithful in sending out my updates, so I'm sure you'll see pictures. You've probably seen some of them. If you don't get them and want to, talk with her. And I sort of send you the little updates of what sort of the place looks like. But there's been a whole journey that has been going on inside and right down in here, in what I call my soul, the very place from which I live. I can tell you a lot of things up here, but most of what I live and decide and do comes out of here. And this has been the place that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit have been transforming. And I would say I've been in years of transition, but it's been since 2014-15 when life started to turn upside down for me, and then it really in the last 2 years as I've been in Latvia. I've been hidden away. I don't know that many people. Life's not super busy, which is a gift in this season, and it's been what has been necessary for God to completely undo me. Everything. My schedule is completely different. I don't have a regular eating time. Hang on a minute. I forgot to set the timer. Sorry, this could be dangerous. Right. Okay. Mike's watching. I'm watching. Life just looks really different from what it ever used to look. You know, being at boarding school, being at university and teaching, and life has been really, really different. I've had to unlearn a lot of things that I had learnt in order that God could get a hold of me at the very core, at the very depths where I didn't know I needed him. This inner journey has really been about discovering that I am included in this fabulous Trinitarian relationship, that we are included, that the whole earth is included in this relationship. And I specifically asked Betty to read those particular scriptures and to in the message, and they were long, and I understand they're long, but there are some gems in there that Paul, he understood this stuff. John understood this. Paul had that encounter on the Damascus Road, and he said it pleased God in Galatians 1 to reveal his son in me. He didn't say to me, like standing. He said in me. There was a whole process. Paul then took 3 years off in the desert somewhere to just try and unpack this and settle with this. And then we know of the writings of Paul and the incredible journey he was on and the wisdom and the depth of his understanding of who God is. And that first point was this blinding light in the middle of the day encounter with the living God, but it wasn't external and it wasn't intellectual. It was deep within his being. And he says, you read the writings of Paul, that, you know, I was the Jew of all Jews. You know, he was right up there with all of the information and the right family line and all the right stuff. But that counted for nothing. He encountered Christ in here, the fullness of Christ. And I believe that's been my journey, and that's actually what Jesus wants for all of us, to encounter him in here. And then out of that flows everything of life for us. This slow soaking process, and I've got moments in there that I can tell you certain things came and certain whoa moments happened, but really it's been a process that I can't actually describe or articulate lots of the pieces. There's been no program. There's been no formula to this. It's been the relational working of the living God in me, meeting me where I am, meeting me in my pain, in my brokenness, meeting me with all of my questions, meeting me where I just don't get it and don't understand it, loving me, surprising me. He knows me. And that encounter has changed everything. There's a really famous Bible verse in John chapter 8, verse 32. I'm just going to grab it in the NIV. This is 31. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples." Verse 32. "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." If we look at the Hebrew root of that word, and I understand Jesus was, he was speaking, it's the New Testament, but he would have been speaking Hebrew in this context. The word know that we have translated to know is yada. And it implies in that word a personal and intimate knowing and relationship. So it's not just an intellectual knowing about, it's an encounter. It's getting to know someone. It's relational. It's personal. So it takes it out of the realm of just our thinking into the realm of knowing, and it locks it down in here in us. And it says, if you know the truth will set you free, or you'll be free indeed. Well, many people say, what is the truth? I want to rephrase that. Who is the truth? Who is the truth? The truth is a person, a being with a name, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the full and exact representation of the Father to us, so that we can see and know and engage with the ones who created us. You will encounter personally and intimately the truth person, Jesus Christ, and Jesus will set you free. So it doesn't matter how much intellect we have or don't have. It doesn't matter how much we learn at school or don't learn, or how much theology we study or we don't. It's the encounter with the person of Jesus and his truth. The truth of the fullness of who he is, who holds all the cosmos together, who is united with his Father through the anointed Holy Spirit, us in him, him in us, him in the Father, he's the one that sets us free. This has been my journey in the past 18 months of discovering the person of Jesus. I kind of describe it as knowing a person like this, and you know, he lived in a time of history and things happened to him that we read about in the history book. And then he died, he ascended, and he sits at the right hand of the Father. But I have not ever really understood the depths, the truths of who Jesus is as the full representation of the Godhead to us. And that's been my discovery. And I can tell you, it has brought such life, such joy. And like, I'm sitting in the middle of church this morning and these thoughts are going off. I was sitting at the beach yesterday and I'm just all of a sudden out of nowhere, I'm just sipping my coffee, loving the water, and bang, there's these ideas and it's all just flowing and this stuff comes and there's life on the inside. I love the words that Betty read to us before. One of them, it was in the Ephesians. He said, he settled on us. God settled on us as the focus of his love. It's not about all the doing. I've done all that. I crashed and burned. I've had to take time to heal, and I'm learning it's not actually all about the doing. It's all about me, us, the entire world, learning to receive his love, to live in his love, to understand that we are loved, desired, we are the delight and the joy of our Father, and to live out of that place. Then whatever we do comes out of that, and then the doing is so different. The doing brings life. In John 14:21, have you ever had to choose a book to read that would really describe a lot of this stuff about Jesus? I would suggest the book of John, the Gospel of John. He really had an insight into Jesus and his relationship with the Father and what that means for us like no one else. John 14, verse 20. I've lost it. Seriously. Okay, there it is. All right, sorry. On that day, you will realize that I, this is Jesus speaking, I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. On that day, you will realize that I, Jesus, am in my Father, and you, us, are in Jesus. And he is in you, us. So it's taken me a little while to make a bit of a shift from the grid, my good old Greek worldview, Western thinking grid, which we all have, and to start to shift it and to learn and to listen from down here. You know, I was really good at doing all the stuff and ticking all the boxes and doing all the right things. But I never knew life then like I do now. And it's growing, and there's only more to come. This whole process has begun a really deep change in my relationship with God, the way I talk with him, relate to him. I had a moment the other day with some friends. I've just been in Adelaide and it's getting a bit of prayer and going through a little bit of a process for some things that had been a bit painful, and they're like, you know, leading me through a process to really sort of see where Jesus was in that place. And then just out of the blue, he's like, Heinrich, you don't need to shout, which is actually very meaningful to me because I'm like normally really loud, and that's been one of my issues, is that I'm so loud and noisy and I don't fit the boxes. And he's like, right here in my face, I could see Jesus, like we were being really quiet. I was just in this place, and he goes, you don't need to shout. But it was just such a funny moment. It was so personal, so humorous, and it ministered to me. But I would never have heard that before. My relationship with God has changed. There's a humor in it. It's really funny. Yeah, all right. Okay. Oh boy, it's a Sunday and it's hot and we all just need to go to the beach. What do you reckon? There is a lot more I could share and I'm not going to. We can have a private conversation later if you want. I want to put a suggestion out there to the congregation worship team. With that last one of the songs we said, Jesus, be the center. I want to suggest we change the words. Jesus, you are the center. Jesus, you are the vision. And when it says I, singular, let's change it to plural. Jesus, you are our vision. You are our fire. You are the wind in our sails. Because that's the truth. He is. It's not a case of us crying out and asking for it. It's actually there. It is. And I want to pray for us as we finish right now. A really simple prayer that has been part of my journey. And it is the cry at the depths of my being. Jesus, open our eyes to see. To see you. To see your face. To hear your voice. Jesus, open our eyes to see in your eyes the reflection of your Father's face. To see the love that the Father has for the Son and therefore the love that they have for us. Help me, Anna, help you individually to see how loved you are. Father, would you show us all the things we don't see? Just that we would stop. Jesus, Father's beloved Son, anointed of the Holy Spirit, Jesus who lives in us. Would you open our eyes to see what is true, to see you? Open our eyes to see. And to go and enjoy a coffee or a cup of tea or something together and laugh and enjoy some water somewhere cool. Enjoy some time together with family, with friends, with our neighbours. And just simply enjoy being in this glorious city of ours with all of that blue water, blue sky and green grass to the great envy of all of the people I know in the Northern Hemisphere right now. I don't send too many pictures anymore because it's not fair on them that I get to be in our beautiful city while they're all up there. And also, the invitation's always open. If you happen to be visiting Europe, you know, just passing through the neighbourhood, please let me know. I would love to see you. It's really good to see these faces, to get to know those that I don't know and to reconnect with those that I do. Concordia has been my family since 1992, I think. A long time. I actually, you know, the honest truth is the other day when I came, a couple of weeks ago, I looked around and I was like, oh my, we have all aged. Sorry, but it was true. I just was like, oh my goodness, what happened? 2018, it wasn't like this last year when I was home. Oh my good Lord. Maybe it's because I turned 50 and then everything just changes. No one tells you this when you're young. It just starts to, you know, fall apart. Anyway, who do I give this to now that I've finished? Great. Great.